A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. The angel Gabriel said to Mary, "You will bear a son, and the Lord God will give him the throne of David his father, and he will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom will have no end." Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." The Gospel of the Lord. In today's liturgy, we have the prophecy in Isaiah and the account of its fulfillment in the incarnation with the Annunciation to Mary in Luke. December 20th is also special in that it is one of the seven O Antiphons. In the passage of Luke, we hear that Jesus, the Messiah, will receive the throne of David and his kingdom will never end. He will hold the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Just before the reading from the Gospel of Luke, we heard the beautiful O Antiphon. And this is an abbreviated form. O key of David, opening the gates of God's eternal kingdom, come and free the prisoners of darkness. The O Antiphons are ancient symbols for Jesus, the Messiah, based on passages from the Old and the New Testaments. Today's O Antiphon is O Clavis David, O Key of David. This image of the Davidic dynasty tells us of the reign that God promised to last forever. It is also a reminder of the Lord's rule over the entire earth, as we celebrated on the last Sunday of the liturgical year, Christ the King. The key of David not only is Lord and ruler, but he is a liberator, freeing us from the chains and prison of sin and unhappiness. In ancient times, the possession of the keys is a symbol of supreme authority. And even today, people normally associate the keeping of keys with authority, control over goods, buildings, or property. Famous people are even given the keys to a city. And in the church, we speak of that Peter holds the keys of the kingdom of heaven. But Christ's key is for something far more important. Not only the gates of heaven, but he is the key to the heart of every person. Jesus Christ is the key of everything, who opens all mysteries of Scripture, of the meaning of life, and of all reality. When keys were first invented, they were very large, about the size of your hand even. With progress and the refinement of technology, today they can be quite small and not even look like keys. They might look like a card. Another simple and similar example is that of the computer. The first computers filled an entire room, or maybe several rooms, but now with the nano science and technology, they can be almost invisible. In a sense, the same can be said of the key to our redemption. At the appointed time, when all was ready for the coming of the Redeemer, the key to open the way for him was a simple yes of a young unknown maiden. Mary's humble agreement to become the mother of Jesus was the key opening a new world of grace. And the key of David in the person of Jesus Christ became microscopic cells of the Word made flesh. We hold the key to heaven and happiness in our hearts and minds. Every time we say yes to God's will in our life, whether something large or small, we open another door into the magnificent kingdom of heaven and holiness. Let today's image of the key hold our minds on Jesus, asking him to deliver us from fear and sin, and open us to the path to holiness and heaven.